It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
There is magic. There is the underground. And then there is the wonderground. The wonderground is a place that brings the community of magic and variety together for an extraordinary experience in what the production calls co-created art and play. I'm going to ask our guest about that in a second. Artists, magicians, variety performers, dancers, painters, musicians, multimedia artists, and poets come together to celebrate and create an unforgettable experience, bringing the art of magic to life. My guest is Will Bradshaw, who is bringing Will Bradshaw's Wonderground, the Underground Magic Show, to Area 15 on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30. For ticket information, go to area15.com. For everything about Will Bradshaw, go to the Magic of Will, themagicofwill.com, and you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram. And Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute delight and pleasure.
Well, thank you. Yes, I saw you on television a couple of times and you were great. And I thought, you know, Will's bringing this unusual show to Area 15. And if I can talk him into taking the same show to Area 51, I think that would be an interesting
would be a much harder ticket to get, let me tell you. The bouncers at Area 51, significantly more intense than the bouncers at Area 15, let me tell you.
Yeah, heavily armed.
Yes. Less sense of humor, too. Like
Very much. You could almost say humor could be alien to them, but that would be just a possibility, or who knows.
Well, jokes are out of this world.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try to use some humor, but you're better than me, so I'm going to let you do it all. So what little information I gleaned from the rap sheet after your arrest was, no, I'm kidding, folks. It's just that I was kidding him earlier before we started about there's not a lot of biographical information on Will, but I gleaned this, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. You're originally from Oakdale, Minnesota?
Yep, that is correct.
And where is Oakdale, Minnesota?
So Oakdale, Minnesota is part of like the Twin Cities area. So where the capital of Minnesota is. So I grew up over in the great frozen north. And then to just give you kind of the rundown of my journey to where I am now. Right. I went to New York. I studied music, theater, and performance at the American Music and Dramatic Academy. Got my degree in musical theater. Did the whole New York musical theater actor thing. Hated it. and my father was a magician. He paid his way through college. And I came across this magician named Jeff McBride, who was based down in Las Vegas. And I saw somebody who was able to combine theater with magic, decided to go forward study with him, through sheer determination, convinced him to take me on as his apprentice. And then over the last 10 years, I've been working with him in the school and building my career. I'm based down in Vegas now. And we are now resurrecting Wonderground, Jeff's original show based down here in Vegas, which had run for 15 years and kind of, you know, let settle during the pandemic. We are bringing it back and into a new venue over at Area 15.
In fact, Jeff, I was just thinking about this, and I mentioned to you before the show that I talked with Jeff a couple times on the show over the years, shows how long I've been doing this. Jeff was, if I remember correctly, was one of the main people at the Magic, I forgot even what they called it, but it was at Caesar's Palace. It was the whole Magical Empire.
Caesar's Magical Empire.
Wow, they had it right.
Empire. Yeah. That's a deep cut right there. Yeah.
So Jeff, yeah, was very much involved in there. I think that's when I first interviewed him, and he's been on the show a couple of times over the years. So this is great. I get to now talk with his apprentice, not the Sorcerer's apprentice, but the McBride apprentice. So we want a different...
The McBridean apprentice, yeah.
Yes, that's even better. Yes. So the fact that you're able to talk him into making you his apprentice, and the fact that you have been on some great television shows, you were on Penn & Teller's show a couple of times, actually, and you're a relatively young guy, so you have that drive for performance, you have that drive for magic. How does that come out of Minnesota? Because Minnesota, you think of more as a, I don't know, not a Midwest area so much as just, it's more laid back, I would guess, than the LA area or the New York area, that type of, or am I totally stereotyping?
No, you wouldn't be completely stereotyping. So, I mean, theater in Minnesota, there is still a lot of theater in Minnesota, but it's much more kind of community driven and community based, not necessarily community theaters. There are lots of amazing theaters up there. There's the Guthrie and Chanhassen Dinner Theater, which was kind of the drive towards me towards musical theater performance originally, because I mean, my original, you know, back when I was in high school, the direction that I was originally going was originally psychology. I was studying psychology and looking to do that as my career. And then I remember going and seeing a production of Rent live. It was the first time I had seen musical theater perform live. And I had this deep and profound emotional connection, and it had this huge impact on me because I felt understood and seen, you know, through the music and this wellspring of emotion that was created from that. And it was so profound because I went for it and I was like, I want to go and give this to other people. I want other people to experience this as well. And so the best way for me to help like facilitate that experience was in fact to go into theater. And so the drive that, you know, goes in through that is to be able to create really profound moments of just, you know, not necessarily only excitement and elation, but also just strong emotional feelings and contact. And, you know, that's kind of where that psychology mm-hmm. and the theater go. And magic is a really, really great medium to make that happen.
Yeah, you've thought this out, which is great, and that's why a lot of people get into a field and they may get into it because they just feel they should get into it without articulating why, maybe in their bones, but you've actually not only in your bones, but you've thought it out mentally in the sense of why it appeals to you and why you want to spread what you learned by watching Rent. I always think you should buy rather than rent, but that's just me. I don't know. I also thank you for laughing at that awful joke. So you also performed at the Magic Castle. So what was that like for a guy to come? Magic Castle's been around a long, long time, has some of the greats performing there, and you performed there. So what was it? What was it like going in there? And I'm going to get into more discussion about the Underground Magic Show in just a minute or two, but I wanted to get your background, get our audience, viewers and listeners to see where you're coming from, but also just what, now that you performed on Penn and Teller's show and you've been at the Magic Castle, what was that like at the Magic Castle? Because it's almost the mecca of magic for people.
I mean, it really is the mecca of magic, especially in the LA area.
Other than Colton, which once a year becomes the mecca of magic.
That's very true. Yeah. But that's once a year. Correct. The castle, you know, people come from all around the world specifically to go and see that. I was very, blessed when I went and worked at the castle because I was performing both times with company. So I was the first, you know, I would say half dozen times I performed there with Jeff. You know, I was part of Jeff's, you know, and both times or all of the times that I've performed there have been in the Palace. So that is their big stage performance space. So I worked as part of Jeff's company. And if you know anything about the castle, normally it has three separate magicians who come in. They kind of each do their own set and it's kind of a variety. And when Jeff comes in, he is the show. And so the first time it was the Jeff show, and then, you know, later on, it was Jeff, Abigail, and myself, you know, all performing there. And one of the great things is that their team, when they're putting together the show, have done so many magic performances. They are just so tight in, and the audience at the castle love magic more than any other audience I have ever come across, because they go in there and they have this expectation that the magic is going to be superb and sublime.
Right.
And so because they come in with that expectation, those expectations, are, met. So they react always to sublime magic. And, with it being really great stuff, it makes it that much easier. You know, we've brought amazing magic to places where, it's a corporate event and, this corporate audience, they're more interested in mingling or drinking or, talking and that stuff. So they're not there for the magic. So you get kind of a lukewarm response, but the people who go to the castle are expecting and there for the magic. And so it is a really sublime place to work. And then later on, I also worked with Xavier Mortimer at the castle as well. And I worked with Xavier's team. And, in the same way that Jeff was the entirety of that show, Xavier was the entirety of that show. And what's great about that was that it was a really technically demanding show. Xavier does great magic too. And the pieces that he bring are just so, there's so many moving parts and technical pieces to it. And as somebody who likes working on really difficult problems and multi-layered functions, working on a show like that, which really brings high-end magic and really difficult things to people, was really rewarding as well.
I like the term high-end magic. I was thinking of, it really takes it to another level when you're there because it's expected that you're going to perform at your best.
Oh, yeah.
Top. You can't slack off in that sense. No. But the reason I was asking you about your sense of it there is because it's such an institution and it's been there so long and you're relatively young, you're going into that environment and you're not going in as a guest, you're going in as a part of a performance. Did you get the vibe of the place right away as soon as you walked in?
So I had visited the castle a couple times before as a guest as well. So, I understood kind of the vibe and the feelings there. And one of the things for me, and this is me as a performer as well, when I am to a place to perform, I'm there to work. And that is performance. And that is, I'm very laser focused on what that is. And so the social aspect of the castle, which is very, very intrinsic to the nature and the driving force and the moving forward of the castle, was not necessarily something that I participated in very much because I was either working on the show or I was prepping to work on the next show because, as you said, they expect the A game. And so when I was there, my entire focus for that week was to bring the A game and be able to tweak and tighten in those places. But you can definitely sense when you get there that there is a longstanding history and senses of tradition which have been built through it. And being somebody who is younger and, newer, there is an appreciation for that, but also an understanding of like, all right, this is their tradition. And at this moment, I'm right now a guest. I'm a guest in somebody else's home. So I'm going to, wipe off my shoes, and treat, treat it with the history of, the probably at this point, tens of thousands of magicians who have, performed magic in that place. And, the Magic Castle has produced more magic performances than any other venue in the world.
It's the Grand Ole Opry of magic in a way. It has that tradition, and yet it welcomes new performers or younger performers all the time. One last thing I was going to ask you before we talk about Wonderground, which I thoroughly enjoy. I had an idea for you, and you can use it exclusively at no charge. You mentioned how there are those. Yes. Oh, yeah. You know how you mentioned there are three rooms at the Magic Castle, and normally there are three magicians that perform, as opposed to when, for example, Jeff McBride comes in. Correct so far?
Well,
now,
I mean,
more than three musicians, but there's three rooms.
Right. There's the three rooms. Yep.
Right. Well, my point is, the old magic trick where you split the lady in half, well, you can split the magician in thirds, and each third can play in each room at the Magic Castle.
Oh, perfect.
So think about that. If you can pull that off, Will Bradshaw's name will forever be enshrined at the Magic Castle.
Yeah, I like it. You know, there's one room just has my talking head doing mentalism.
Exactly.
Second room is just the torso with the arms doing manipulation.
Exactly.
The lower third doing foot manipulation. Well, you know, there was that performer at FISM who did you know, manipulation with her feet, I believe, this last year. So it can be done.
You see, yes. And your name will be in brights there. And you can say in parentheses below it, very small type, thanks to Ira's suggestion, here is this amazing thing that has been performed. Well, let's talk about the Wonder Ground, because a lot of people may not know what the Wonder Ground is. I gave a little introduction to it, obviously, when we first started talking. But from your perspective, what are you bringing to the audience as Wonder Ground, the Underground Magic Show? Again, it's at Area 15 on April the 9th at 6:30. So what is it that is the concept of the Wonder Ground? I gave, in a way, a description of it earlier, but I'd rather have it coming from you.
Yeah. So, and this is something that Jeff and I, you know, have spoken about a number of times as well. And, you know, the concept behind the base of the Wonder Ground was that it was kind of Burning Man meets the Magic Castle. It's funny that you spoke so much about the Magic Castle,
right?
Because there is that inspiration there of being able to have a rotating cast of magicians to be able to come in and perform magic. And so the vibe of Wonder Ground is this almost Burning Man nightclub place where top-level magicians from all across the world can come in and work Vegas and be able to combine multiple art forms. So not just magic, but there's variety performers, there's dancers, there are live painting that happens. There's many different art forms that happen, strolling interactive magicians, as well as other people who go in and fold origami, you know, right up there. And the entire idea is that it's the magic party of Las Vegas. And so people are able to come in and bring new and interesting pieces of magic, and for the community of magic as a whole to be able to come in and support one another as well. And that is kind of, you know, the core for me for Wonderground as well, is to create a place, a community, a place for the community to come together and perform their, you know, passion pieces.
If memory serves, and it never does with me, but if it did, I think the Wonderground was held in different locations in Las Vegas over the years.
Yes.
Okay. So it does.
Yeah. So it and I have some of the history there. I believe it started as the after party over of Jeff's show over at Palace Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also the Wonder Dome, which was an inflatable dome version of Wonderground. When I came in and started working with Wonderground directly with my apprenticeship with Jeff, it was over at the Olive Mediterranean Bar and Hookah Lounge. And that space, you know, had multiple, we had stage performances, belly dancing, close up as well. And, you know, for many, many years, that was the home of Wonderground when, you know, Jeff was, you know, in charge, and it was hopping every single time. And so, you know, when COVID happened and the world shut down, you know, it was a good time for Jeff to take, you know, time and space and a place to focus. And in 2023, Jeff was, you know, made an announcement that I believe the September Wonderground was going to be the last one. But Wonderground was such a instrumental part of my growth as a magician and of so many magicians, I wanted to be able to, you know, have an opportunity to bring it back. And so with the work that I had already done at Area 15, they came to me and said, hey, we would love to have you do a magic show with us. And they were originally offering me my own show. And looking at Area 15, if you've ever been, it is Burning Man inside
without the dust.
And I looked at it. Yeah. And I looked at it and I'm like, you know, doing my own show would be wonderful and a dream come true. But the right choice for this space and venue would be Wonderground. It just matches up so perfectly. So, you know, I went over and I spoke with Jeff and, you know, worked with Area 15 and Jeff to be able to move forward and be able to bring Wonderground you know, to this venue. And, you know, Jeff has been, you know, instrumental and very, very giving with his time, his energy, as well as his ideas and, you know, his creation.
Sure.
This was his creation. And so my thing is to be able to maintain the beauty and the magic and the wonder that Jeff created.
Are you going to give a subtle nod somewhere within the presentation or the show to Jeff?
Well, Jeff is performing with us.
That's good enough. Yeah. Right there.
Jeff is actively performing with us.
Great.
We are going to be doing an official, you know, handing off, you know, ceremony that, you know, him and I are going to write. But he said that, you know, he would love to continue to come in and perform and support and be part of it because, you know, as we said, it's for the magic community. So, you know, the joy is that he gets to now have a chance to enjoy it as well. And, you know, I'm running around and doing all the behind the scene works and that really like technical pieces, which bring me a lot of joy and passion because I love doing that. And then he gets to be able to come in and support it and make it shine. And we're working together. And, you know, he was the one who came to me and said, you know, with this addition, it really should be your name, Will, above Wonderground. This is your version of Wonderground. So this is Will Bradshaw's Wonderground. And he's going to, you know, come in and support. And, you know, I feel so blessed and thankful that I have such a great friend and mentor.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. Can you give us a sense of what the Wonderground will be this time? And I have a feeling this will be an ongoing presentation year after year with your name above the lights, so to speak, or above the title.
So Wonderground, I mean, our intention is to bring Wonderground back as its original form. So we're just changing the day. So instead of the third Thursday, we're going to be doing the second Tuesday to be able to allow, you know, the space is requirements to work forward with it. And so the format of the Wonderground will continue on, but also be distilled and condensed a little bit because the venue does have its requirements to be able to make sure that it maintains, you know, the level of, you know, lighting and background there. So we have an LED wall. And so we're going to be bringing people and asking them in the way that you said with the Magic Castle to bring their A game. We're going to be asking performers to come in and bring not only their passion pieces, but the things that they do the best so they can showcase themselves. So it is going to be sitting at about a 2-hour show. We're going to be splitting up the stage show into two separate sections. We will have an early entrance, which allows people to come in and see close-up magic right at a close table for only 10 people. So a really intimate close-up show. And then during a 20-minute intermission in the middle, we are going to allow our strolling magicians to come in and stroll and do magic up close and personal in that format. So you're going to be seeing all manner of types of magic from people who love what they do and some of their best material as well, which is, you know, the key. And so this performance, we have, you know, an all-star cast of magic from Wonderground, people's favorites, and a couple new performers as well. The New World Rhythmatism, which was the dance group which opened every show, you know, as we talked forward, they were like, we are happy passing on and allowing Wonderground to continue on with its own format. And so we have new dancer coming in and bringing in new belly dance as well. But also we want to honor New World Rhythmatism and all the people who helped create Wonderground. So we're talking about Tim Wise, Scott Steelfire, Leo Diaz. There are dozens of people who over the years were instrumental in creating the foundation of Wonderground. And we want to honor, you know, the creation while we move forward with this next version.
As I understand what you're saying is, in addition to the show on April the 9th at Area 15, you're going to do this on a monthly basis or quarterly basis?
That's the plan.
Wow.
Yeah, monthly basis.
Okay.
Yep. So once a month, the second Tuesday, we are going to be bringing Wonderground to the Wall. We're going to be rotating cast and entertainers. And so just as the original Wonderground brought people from all around the world, we're opening up, you know, submissions and auditions for people, you know, classic people who have worked Wonderground in the past, as well as opening up, you know, for new entertainers in the same way that Wonderground was a place where I first got to perform in Las Vegas. I want to create the same venue and space for more generations to come and more performers, and to bring magic that people haven't seen before, as well as their favorites.
So if people want to get in touch with you to get on that show, would they go to themagicofworld.com, or is there a separate website for those guys?
So right now, and especially since you and I are talking along this, I'll put my personal email link for that as well. We are putting together a specific submissions, but if people submit through you, I'll give them my direct email as well, so I can see that.
Okay.
And all that we ask is send a video of what you want to perform there, just so we can see it ahead of time, so we know what we're expecting, to make sure also, you know, we don't have two people doing card manipulation on the same show, or two people doing dove manipulation.
Yeah.
So the best email for people to submit is willmagi@hotmail.com. willmagi@hotmail.com. Submit, say, Wonderground submission on it. Put your video of what you want to perform, and we'll look at putting you into the roundup to perform. You know, Area 15 is the up-and-coming venue at Las Vegas, and I'm very, very honored that they want our show in their space.
Yeah, I think that's a great location for you. It's, as you mentioned earlier about Burning Man, it's perfect for it without the dust and the travel. And the fires,
yes,
and the, all that stuff. Yeah, and the gas.
Or the mud, like this last year. It was, yeah, Mud Man.
Yeah, exactly. What, before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about your favorite illusion. And it may or may not be presented at Wonderground, but just what is Will Bradshaw's favorite illusion to perform?
Ooh, my favorite to perform. So, are you talking specifically illusion or piece of magic?
Either or.
Okay.
Whatever you would like to tell us.
Okay. So this is not something that will be done at Wonderground.
Understood.
Just because it needs to be outside, because the amount of fire that is involved in it.
Back to Burning Man. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Like Burning Man. And so, one of my favorite pieces that I've worked on and that I perform is a fire sword basket. And the history for me for that, you know, I saw Jeff performing the sword basket. I wanted to do one with a lot of fire and transformation. And so I was put into contact with Maestro Pendragon, who was the king of the fire sword basket. And he got me involved and connected, and was able to connect me with a basket that had been used there. And as I was continuing on working with it, I continued to go forward and adjust the format of the basket to be able to have more impossible fire, because it's the Hindu basket, but there's fire involved. And there's always this kind of game of like, it's follow the pea. It's like, all right, how is the person fitting inside? And so with the version, as I continued to work on it and continue to adjust and, like, you know, get my hands dirty creating the next phase of this illusion, I use a full-on flaming sword. So it's a sword that is, you know, has 3 feet of fire to it, and that 3 feet of fire goes right in through the center of the basket, and you see the fire going through and licking the bottom of the basket and coming out the top, and there's just so much fire that is involved in there, which really sells the fact that the person is not involved, and we're using giant torches, and I combine flow art and fire breathing and pieces which are multidisciplinary art. And I really have loved the creation of that routine. And it's something that I'm continuing to tweak with as well, because I like, yet again, taking the pieces and just, all right, what are the little tweaks to make it better? And so it's a continued piece that I'm making my own.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Will Bradshaw. He's bringing Will Bradshaw's Wonderground, the Underground Magic Show, to Area 15 on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30. For ticket information, go to area15.com. And for everything about Will Bradshaw, go to themagicofwill.com, themagicofwill.com. And you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram. And Will, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, it has been an absolute delight and pleasure meeting with you. And, you know, we hope to see you where wonder lives.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. Yeah.